What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach of the league, and welcome to this episode of Find a Way Daily. Today, we're going to talk about the wisdom is in the work. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
Okay, so, you know, I've been thinking a lot lately about how our society has transformed and how it's kind of moved into this new realm of knowledge, right? Knowledge is everywhere. It used to be if you wanted to find something out, you had to learn it through other people, or you had to do the work, or you had to kind of go to college or go to a library and read books, and you know, you'd have to really go search for the info, or you'd have to put in the work. And you know, with the advent of Google and YouTube, and then the whole, you know, content theory and content industry, where people are just producing content after content after content, we have changed as a society where we have forgotten that knowledge doesn't do anything, right? Opinions don't do anything. And ultimately, we've gotten into this mode where we feel like, as long as I look it up on Google and I read it, that was the answer. I'll give you a short example. Just recently, you know, I was talking with a coaching client who's in the league, and I said, hey, you need to start getting sleep. You need to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep. And she's like, well, you know, my husband says that I'm being lazy if I sleep that long, and I don't need that. I only need 4 to 6 hours of sleep. And I'm like, where did he hear that? And, you know, then the answer you usually get from something like that is, well, at lifehack.com or, you know, some person's website. And what you need to know is this. The wisdom that you're searching for, all the secrets that you're looking for to your success, are in the work. It's on the journey to the goal. It is not on Google. It is not on YouTube. There is so much info out there that info has no value anymore. Let me tell you why. My brother, who is a very successful business person in his own right, recently hired a social media company to produce content for him. And he's like, I don't really like the idea of you producing content for me, but this guy was adamant, he was persistent, he was very good at sales, and he said, hey, I promise you the content will bring you leads. You got to be careful with promises, because if you make a promise, you got to live up to it, right? And so the guy is producing a ton of content, and you know, a few weeks goes by, and my brother looks up, you know, the content he's producing, and he realizes, this is garbage, and my name is on it. So he calls up the guy, and he says, hey, where are you getting this content? And the guy says, well, what we do is we go to Google and we type in the subject, and then we take a bunch of different articles and a bunch of different content and we put it all into one package and we deliver it. Do you see the problem with that? Now content is being produced from somebody who has no idea what they're talking about, where if my brother had made the content, right, because my brother's put in the work. He's put in years, decades, and decades, and decades of work where he can produce a piece of content, and that will mean something. The problem is there are so many people who just want to say something rather than have something to say, and it blinds you because you go search for it, and because they give you an idea and you haven't put in the work, you just grab it. You'll just take the idea and run with it. But the problem is it's based off theory. There's no practicality behind it. There's no wisdom behind it. We are knowledge rich and wisdom poor. And I'm here to tell you that, like, when I make these audios for you, when I do these daily coaching sessions, the goal is for you to take it and go live it. Go live it, put it into play, do it every day, because the knowledge that I'm giving you actually has no value. It is an idea that has the seed of wisdom in it, where you have to plant that seed, water it every day, work through it, and then wisdom occurs. You know, I'm blown away by this. That's why, like, in coaching, people are like, just tell me what to do. And I'm like, telling you what to do will cripple you. It will cripple your ability to succeed. You have to put in the work. You have to go through it. If you don't, I'll give you another example. In the fitness realm, you know, I want to learn what it takes to lose weight. I want to learn what it takes to build muscle. You can't learn that shit on Google. You have to get into it and find out how your body responds best. How does your body respond best? Right? Like deadlifts for me annihilate my biceps. I have actually torn 2 of my biceps off of the shoulder because I took other people's advice that I should be doing deadlifts. And you might say, well, maybe your form was bad. No, I had a professional coach sitting there watching me. The problem is he don't know my body. He knows what has worked for other people. I didn't find out that deadlifts don't work until, you know, because I'm hearing, he's telling me deadlifts work, deadlifts work, deadlifts work. They don't work for me. The wisdom is in the work. I figured that out doing the work. Now, there were a lot of signs that I could have went, wait a minute, this is pulling at my bicep. This doesn't feel good. And I should have stopped and went, okay, I'm going to do something else. But it's taken years and years and years of going through high school baseball, college baseball, professional baseball to learn how my body responds to diet, how my body responds to working out. If you work out the wrong way, you will injure yourself. You will hurt yourself. If you eat the wrong way, you will hurt yourself. The wisdom is in the work. Developing a business, it's crazy to me. You can have specific formulas, right? I can teach you how to sell. I can teach you how to market. I can teach you systems and fulfillment and all this different stuff. But at the end of the day, until you put in the work, you won't get it. I'll give you another example. You know, in pro ball, when I was playing professional baseball, there are certain theories. There are certain fundamentals of the game. And when you master those fundamentals, I would break them. And rookies would come up to me and go, I thought you said to do this. And I'm like, yeah, but except for that situation. They're like, how do you know when that's the time to do it? You just know because of experience. Over and over and over and over and over. There's nothing I can tell you to look for. It was just a feeling that came out of me that I'm like, this needs to happen. And you don't get that wisdom unless you put in hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. You get the idea here? Hours and hours and hours of work. You have to put in the work. People ask me, like, how do you stay calm amongst chaotic situations? I have years and years and years and years and years of meditating. And I have trained my mind through that. That takes wisdom. Now, I come from a chaotic family, so it was very easy to practice this. on Christmas dinners and Thanksgiving dinners, I get to practice it every year. It gets chaotic. But are you with me on this? Like, you have to put in the work if you want the wisdom. And the wisdom is what gets the results, not the knowledge. All right, so let me ask you this. Where in your life are you trying to cheat? Where in your life are you trying to get knowledge and thinking, I've got the secret? Where in your life, across, you know, your health, your wealth, your love, your happiness, your relationship, your business, where are you trying to cheat the system instead of going through the struggle that creates the wisdom? And then I want you to write that down in your journal, and I want you to go to work on it. I want you to create one or two plays, one or two things that you can do starting today that would put you on the path to going through the struggle and getting the wisdom, not just the knowledge, okay? That's my challenge for you. All right, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Find a Way Daily. Stay tuned for the next one. If you like this episode and you think somebody could use it, please share it. That would mean a lot to me. Until next time, go out there every single day and find a way to win.